ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We just finished discussing verse number 8 of this beautiful supplication, and now we come to verse number 9, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says,
وَلَا تَشْغَلْنِي بِالْإِهْتِمَامِ عَنْ تَعَاهُدِي فُرُوضِكَ وَاسْتِعْمَالِ سُنَّتِكَ
وَلَا تَشْغَلْنِي بِالْإِهْتِمَامِ عَنْ تَعَاهُدِي فُرُوضِكَ وَاسْتِعْمَالِ سُنَّتِكَ, which means, do not preoccupy me through worry from observing your obligations and acting according to your tradition. This is one of the most important verses of this supplication. And there are two phrases that we need to ponder upon. And in this session, let us look at the first phrase, and that is, we are asking Allah, do not preoccupy me from worry or through worry from observing your obligations. What does that mean? One of the important principles that we learn from here is we should not, first of all, take it negatively that, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who begins, making us worried and begins preoccupying us through worry from observing our obligations. No. This talks about an ontological and an existential law that is there. Everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. Everything's existence is by Allah's permission. Allah is giving existence to everybody every moment. And therefore, when He gives existence to something, the person, for example, when He is giving existence to the human being, the human being is in a state of worry. He can allow that state of worry to be there, or he can not allow. It is in his hands. Of course, he has made a natural creation, and therefore, when a person faces predicaments, if he has built himself in a negative way, or if he is weak, he is actually affected by the surroundings, and he gets worried due to the predicaments that he faces and so on. This is a natural course. But then even that natural course is with Allah's permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow this worry to come about naturally, or cannot allow this worry to come about naturally. With all the problems a person facing, it is possible that Allah does not give permission of this worry to actually attack the person. The person faces the predicament, but resolves in himself that he is going to take the right steps, and even if this problem has come about, it is going to be solved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, and he goes forward, and you find that he is steadfast in all what he does. And therefore, this is one of the most important principles to know, that every state that a person has, even the state of worry, is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's total control. And that is why it is proper to say, وَلَا تَشْغَلْنِي بِالْإِهْتِمَامِ عَنْ تَعَاهُدِ فُرُوضِكَ. Do not preoccupy me through worry from observing your obligations, because ultimately everything is under your control. So it is correct to say, but then it is incorrect to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the onset just puts worry on that person. No, the circumstances that a person sees, he is affected by that circumstances and he gets worried. Even this worry that comes about is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. But if he wants, he will not allow this to transpire. So everything is in his hands.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and his creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to his proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
another important point we must understand in this phrase is when we say وَلَا تَشْغَلْنِي بِالْإِهْتِمَامِ عَنْ تَعَاهُدِ فُرُوضِكَ. Do not preoccupy me through worry from observing your obligations. This is a very dangerous thing that happens to a human being who, because of the calamities, instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve him from the adversities, he starts doing tamarrud, he starts going against Allah, defying Allah by talking negative things about God, about the scholars, about Quran, about hadith, about so many other things. And you find that the typical irreligious person acts in this way because he doesn't have proper knowledge about Allah, and he doesn't have any fear about Allah, he doesn't have any respect about Allah. Because of the calamities, he starts going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He starts drinking wine, which is not allowed in Islam, for example. He starts doing promiscuous activities, which are actually not permitted and prohibited in Islam. And therefore, you find that the person starts denying and defying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while everything is under his control. The best thing is to be optimistic and ask Allah to relieve him from the problems instead of, trying to go against Allah and not performing the furud, that is the wajibat, and those things which are wajib and compulsory on him to perform, like prayers, like fasting. You find the person, just because of the problems and the worries that come in his heart, he doesn't fast, for example. He doesn't pray. He's just in that worries. He smokes. He does whatever he wants. He doesn't pray. Why? Because I have a lot of worries. I'll pray when I feel well. That should not be the case. So this is a very, very important thing that Imam is teaching us, that, O Allah, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, O Allah, even if calamities, pressure rises, but enable us to always be steadfast, and do not preoccupy us through worry from observing the obligations that you have set for us, like prayers, like fasting, like the monetary obligations that you have made, and so on. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.